If in our concern for the welfare or the well-being of someone that we really care about, we find our thoughts drifting toward negative expectation regarding them, can we actually cause any damage to that other person just through our thoughts of a problem occurring in their life?
You certainly are not offering them any help as you are seeing them in the way that you know they are not wanting to be seen. But you cannot create in the experience of another. As you are envisioning them as they are, mm-hmm. rather than as they are wanting to be, and as you talk to them about it, you may assist them in focusing on what is rather than upon what they are wanting, and you may influence their creating, mm-hmm. but they are the creator of their experience, just as you are the creator of yours. If you are wanting to be of greatest value to them, see them as you know they are wanting to be, and as they see you see that, they will be uplifted to the achievement of that.
If one has been programmed into something and they find that no longer desirable in their life, how can a person undo that? I guess you call that beliefs.
You may heighten your wanting, or you may heighten your believing, or you may heighten your wanting and believing. In other words, you must deliberately apply the creative process. You must want it more, or you must alter the belief. Wanting it more is faster and easier. Altering belief takes time, for there are many beliefs within you, and they did not get there all at once. They got there by a sort of absorption or programming process, as you have offered. You are negatively influenced by two major hindrances.
Okay.
One is influence of others, mm-hmm. and the other is influence of your own old habits.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as you have developed patterns of thinking, you easily fall into those patterns rather than thinking the new thought that is in harmony with the new desire. It is a matter of utilizing a little strength, or as you say, willpower.
Mm-hmm.